You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online news publication focusing primarily on the positive things happening in our community. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined by Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground Ipsy. And this week, we're talking about gospel music. So before I break out in song and start dancing, Sarah, why don't you introduce who's here with us today?
Sure. I've brought with us two folks from Second Baptist in Ypsilanti. I've got the Minister of Music, Johnny Jordan, and Pastor George Waddles.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
What kind of research did you have to do, Sarah, digging into this story?
Well, this is a little unusual for us. Normally, I drive most of the coverage, and then Doug Coombe goes out and photographs it. But Doug actually spearheaded this story. He has a real passion for gospel music, and we both have noticed that that Ypsilanti has a wonderful gospel scene. And so he sort of spearheaded it and kind of made the comparison in our article to the Detroit scene or to the other types of music that are going on in Ypsilanti and how gospel is kind of underappreciated here. And then I went out and interviewed each of in six individual churches and talked to them a little bit about their individual history.
Six churches. And so Johnny and Pastor George are from the Second Baptist Church in Ypsilanti. How big of a part is gospel music of your congregation?
Ooh, well, sure. I'd say that gospel is a big part of our congregation because it has its roots in singing the Word of God and singing Scripture. And so it's a way that people are encouraged and uplifted and encouraged in their lives. And so with all that we go through during the week, that music helps lift us and helps keep us motivated.
What's a typical service like, and how much music is part of that service?
Our typical service starts with music. And mm-hmm. so we'll start off with like praise songs, and then there'll be Scripture and prayer, and then announcements, and then the choir will actually sing, whichever choir. And we've got three different choirs that sing. And so one of those choirs will sing, and then we'll have like a altar prayer, congregational prayer, and then music, and then the message, and then we go home. So the music is woven throughout the service.
A lot of us are hearing that attendance at churches is on the decline right now, but you have enough people to have three choirs?
Well, we do, and we also have an online audience, so we stream, and so we normally will have 35 households per Sunday that tune in from across the country and in our local area. So if you measure church attendance by who's sitting in the building, you might be able to say that, but we've seen kind of an uptick in our online audience as well as those that come on Sunday morning.
So you, Johnny Jordan, are Minister of Music
at
Second Baptist Church. How many years have you been doing that?
Been there 10 years now, but I've been doing minister music work for over 30 years.
And how much of a role has gospel music played in your career?
It's huge. It allowed me to make this my second career, which is a godsend for me. I retired from public service, but doing this now full-time, it's just I love it every second.
And Sarah, when you were doing research for this story for On the Ground Ipsy, how deep did you dive into the history and the role gospel music plays in Ypsilanti?
I didn't do too much research. Kind of Doug took on more of that. But I was at the EMU Gospel Fest earlier this year, back in January, and got kind of a glimpse into what kind of a gospel music scene we have. Although that wasn't just Ypsilanti churches, that was Ann Arbor and all over the county, really. One of the people who's kind of in the background, or didn't cite in the article, but was a huge help to us, was Dr. Jeannie Connor Fontenot, and she is one of the leaders at the Gospel Workshop of America Washtenaw County Chapter, and she helped connect us to several of the congregations that we spoke to.
And you talked to six different churches. Are there more sharing gospel music?
Oh, right. Yeah, we had a huge list, and we had to pare it down to six to eight churches just because we knew that we couldn't feature everybody. But there are a lot of great gospel music happening in this community, and it's fun because when you talk to several of the churches, they know each other, they go and sing with each other, you know, and trade choirs back and forth and do events together. It's really a wonderful thing.
Kind of like a gospel music community.
Yes.
Do you think Absolutely. People are aware of that that's all happening here in Ypsilanti?
I don't know. I'm hoping that EMU Gospel Fest will kind of got the word out, but I don't know.
I think that among the churches, and there are 27 churches in Ypsilanti, I think among the churches we're aware of that. But we probably can do a better job of promoting the message and the music in our community. And that's one of the ways that people connect is through that music. And so the music itself becomes a vehicle to connect people to Christ and to the mission of the church.
Well, and taking a peek at your story, Sarah, I saw that you mentioned that gospel music has the power to heal, and it's guaranteed to lift your spirits. Do you both feel that way?
Certainly.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Have you witnessed anything happening? Somebody comes into church, and then they get caught up in the music, and you see that it's having a direct impact on them?
I have witnessed it personally, but you know, usually when you're in worship, you're not a spectator, you're a participator. So a lot of things that really happen is after the fact, because you're in worship yourself.
Yes, and I think that the message that's in the music has the long-term effect. It's not just an ecstatic experience and then my emotions have been tickled, but it's the depth of what we believe, and right, that depth being reinforced by the music that provides that healing experience.
Correct.
Do you both have experiences growing up with gospel music as kids?
Oh, absolutely.
What would you say to somebody who goes to church, but they're singing old hymns or maybe slower music, and here you are, I'm picturing people are standing up and clapping. Is that cliche, or is that really happening?
No, that's really happening.
Okay.
What I would say, and this is more directed to people who put together church services, and that is look at your neighborhood, look at your the demographics of the people that you want to reach. Yep. And what we've done is we've partnered together at Second to try to structure the music to reach every generation, not just a particular generation.
He's hit right on the money. Yeah, we try to reach everybody. And I think your question was just, do you have just play older music or younger music, different? We try to reach the whole genre.
What's the difference between older gospel and younger gospel?
Well, I'll give an example. On yesterday or this past Sunday, Brother Jordan put together music with our youth choir. All of that music was Kirk Franklin. When we had our Christmas concert, we had hymns like Joy to the World. But then there was some older gospel music like the Temptations Christmas song. And so you find that music that meets the need of every generation. So our kids got to sing and experience what they liked. And then we had something for the older people as well.
I think when you hear about gospel music from Southeast Michigan, which I'm including Ypsilanti in, you mostly hear about the Franklins. Is the scene bigger than that?
Oh, it's huge. And it's across the United States, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, Houston, Miami. The music is different in different parts of the country, but there's that same theme of hope and our faith in Christ that connects us.
And Aretha Franklin started in gospel, right?
She did. And what a lot of people don't realize is that her father, Dr. C.L. Franklin, really was the pioneer that helped drive her career.
Anything else you want to add, Sarah?
Oh, I just enjoyed going to speak to all of these churches. They're all so passionate. There was a lot of themes that came through the same, which is that, you know, the reason that gospel music is powerful is not the rhythm, it's the words, it's scripture set to music. So that was a big theme that came through over and over again. And the healing power of music. But then each church, you know, they had many things in common, but each church had something very individual about the way they ran their music program. So it was really inspirational.
All right, Sarah Rigg, we'll look for your article on the ground, Ipsy. And thank you so much to Johnny Jordan and Pastor George Waddles from the Second Baptist Church in Ypsilanti.
Thank you.